Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for early April 2025. This is Jen.
And I'm David. We're here changing gears.
You're changing gears, because I assume you were holding gears.
Yes, I did get gears.
What a weird episode. Cute. That's the one where they drive to, like, Africa from...
Yes.
You know, the Pacific Northwest. What an episode. What a time. What a time to be alive.
Hmm. Well, so, yeah. Technically you could if you drive across the land bridge to Alaska.
Bering Strait.
Yeah. Good luck finding the ice there. Anyway.
This is why they couldn't just leave Skyfire dead in the ice.
Yeah.
But then they had forgotten about him. I guess you could say off screen that they had Skyfire fly them, even though they weren't really using him in the show at that point. Just pretend.
But just imagine if the series had gone longer and then, like, Robotech had disappeared and we had, like, the Macross 7 version of Jetfire.
That would be fine.
It's like, you got a new body.
Yeah.
Because then it's too small to carry anything. Anyway.
So, yeah, not a lot going on this week compared to some weeks lately, but actually, I mean, we could go through that entire list of leaks. I don't know if we need to go through the entire list of leaks. And also,
well,
we
don't have to read the entire thing, just, like, go through highlights.
I'm always kind of, like, on the fence about leaks, because I know it's such a big thing for the actual Hasbro people to get to do these reveals, but also if you're the kind of person who's listening to a Transformers podcast,
you've probably already looked at it.
You looked at the list. You looked at the list of leaks. That genie is out of the ballot bottle. Yeah. That cat is long gone from that bag.
And like name spoilers really isn't that much of a spoiler anyway. As opposed to, like, toy designs. Like, that's a bit of a more of a spoiler.
I mean, these days you kind of assume that the character is just going to look like the character.
Yeah.
So, but there not a lot of surprises. The first thing...
first thing before we get to that.
Kind of not a surprise. Leo Kaiser did fund... he went for a little over 23,000 backers. So he funded with all the stuff. There was a typo at some point. Apparently someone at Hasbro put some numbers in wrong and it said that he was like 35,000, which would have made him the biggest HasLab ever. But apparently that was a typo. He is only a more reasonable 23,000.
Which one was the biggest, then?
I don't know. Here, let's... I'm going to go back to like that list that somebody put
together. If he's not the
biggest,
he's definitely in the top three.
Back when they were like, oh, this is the biggest one ever. Apparently Galactus at 30,000.
Oh, I was thinking just Transformers. Yeah, Galactus would have went big.
Well, yes. Apparently, Deathsaurus was 27 and Victory Saber was 26,000.
Oh.
So some people were like, just the leaders, that's enough. And maybe for some people, I mean, right now, $300 is kind of a big ask.
Yes.
And
a month ago, it didn't seem that bad, but now, yes.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what they're doing is they're asking for $300 2 months in a row, because it's now time for the Skybound Kickstarter.
Yes. Which, I'm going to be debating that for the rest of the month.
Yeah, the thing is, and there was a point where I was like, well, of course you have to get this. This is a thing you absolutely have to get. Like, it's not negotiable. Sell whatever things out of your storage bins you gotta sell to get that $300, because you gotta have this. This is just... Okay, so there is the Till All Are One edition, which... I don't know if Till All Are One is even a phrase that was used in the comics outside of the movie adaptation. I kind of feel like there might be a bit at the very end.
Like in the last two issues or something, maybe. I don't know,
but the point is, I'm going to go a little bit into those complaints. But that is the edition that has this everything in, like... Wait a second. Who is getting on whose
chronological
case? Windsor. Cut it out.
Ish order.
So that's the one that has the UK and the US stuff mixed together in chronological order. And basically, it would be in UK publication order.
Yeah.
And it includes the little things that they edited in the US version to bring it in line with the UK. So that is basically like the UK definitive edition. So, and that's pretty cool. I don't know that there's any sign that that's actually ever going to get a different release, because it's really just the same material that's in everything else, but in a different order.
Yeah.
Fundamentally. The regular editions, this isn't the only way to get this stuff. They are still putting out the paperback editions.
Yes, but so, this has need. But it is overpriced collector bound volumes, and hopefully the binding is really good to stay together because they got so many issues and things.
Yes.
My main thing is I don't have, and I have never read any of the UK stuff.
Ooh.
So that I might, the Till All R one is very tempting, but I might just get the UK ones. Which is like 150.
And also, they're putting these things out in, like, standard release paperbacks.
Hmm.
So this, it's not like this is the only way you're going to get this material. This is just a fancy version of it.
Yeah.
The Compendium 1 is already listed on Amazon for pre-order. That allegedly is coming out June 10th. And they have posted compendium number 2, which is the back half of G1. And that is listed at $64.99 for October 21st.
Isn't that one the back half of G1 and G2?
I would assume so. Let me see if there's anything. I don't know if there's anything in here that breaks down exactly what is included in here.
In there.
There is a bit where it goes into the Amazon listing for it, does a little about the author and goes through all the creatives, and it does include Derek Yeniger and Manny Gallen. So yes, that would mean
G2.
That would mean G2. I did notice, I think it's the Till All R One has the G.I. Joe crossover stuff.
Hmm.
Which is cool and all, those two issues leading into G2. I actually just spontaneously decided to see what G.I. Joe was up to when I was at the comic shop and bought that issue that just turned out to completely unexpectedly have some familiar-shaped speech bubbles at the end. So that was wild back in the 90s. I assume that all of that stuff is also going to get included. Also, Till All R One is going to have the universe bio pages.
Oh, yes.
Which are excellent. That is excellent content to have because those are great.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I have like US G1 including in G2 and the G.I. Joe crossover stuff, like, in the original printings, but those universe pages were just scattered throughout the series.
Yeah, there was the big trade of them.
Yeah, there was...
And
there,
then
were
there
the
was scattered four, after that.
The four individual ones that ended up getting collected in the trade. And then after that, they were just like, you know, how many pages do we have? I want to say that some of them, I mean, for the most part, if they had like six pages, they would do a combiner team and the combined form. But sometimes stuff was like spread out weirdly. So it's really nice to have them all compiled.
Yes.
So I am curious if those are going to get, you know, be collected as part of one of these collections or how that's going to happen or if they're not going to include those. It's a little unclear, honestly, in the listing between the regular US-UK separate editions and the Till All Are One edition, because it sounds like the Till All Are One edition has a bunch of stuff that the other ones don't, but they're the same price, and that's a little weird.
I'm assuming it's just not mentioned.
And it may be. They could stand to clarify some stuff there.
Yeah. Well, I think it was mostly just it was clarifying in what order everything was in the Till R1.
Right.
And the other one just might have assumed, I guess. I would assume, because it's the same price, yeah.
So, I mean, it is very cool. It does bug me that all of the branding for the Kickstarter is so, like, Skybound themed.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Is it going to have, like, ads for Skybound stuck in there or something? It's bizarre.
I mean,
yes, Skybound is handling Transformers license for the comics now, but none of this is Skybound.
No. And I assume that the people who actually edited these comics read them at some point. I assume that this is just their PR team is not really familiar with the source material that they're selling. But it's like the different tiers are named after characters, but not like characters you necessarily associate with the comics. Like, well, I was
Grimlock and Starscream and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, but
there
one
isn't
of them
like
is
a bludgeon tier or whatever.
There's an Elita one tier, and she literally never once shows up in a single panel.
Yeah, that one's kind of wrong.
So it just feels very much like, and I'm sure it's just because they probably have a PR team that does these Kickstarter things that is not otherwise involved in their editorial office. And so they're just playing this up like it's a collection of Skybound stuff. And it does annoy me, though.
Yeah.
Nice. Come on.
But yeah, it's still tempted by it. Don't know if I need it or will get it.
I think I will probably definitely end up getting the standard release ones.
If I don't get this edition, I'm getting the UK comics somehow, and then finally.
Yes. I don't need the US ones because, again, I have all the original printings and then PDFs of some reprints, but it would be nice to have a reading copy, like a copy that's just on the shelf that I can take down and not have to dig through long boxes and peel bags open but also, you know, not just be on a tablet feeling kind of lifeless and electronic.
Oh, plus these also do come with the PDFs, which is nice.
But it is worth remembering, again, that this is just a fancy version of something that's going to get a standard release. So if you can't afford or just can't justify the cost of the fancy special edition, it's not like you're not going to have a chance to get these stories. Also, it funded in 2 minutes, so...
Yeah. Well, that's...
You don't
that
have
is kind
to
of
feel
a lot
like
of Kickstarters anyway these days.
It's not like the HasLabs where they ramp up slow enough that you kind of feel like you have to get on it just to make sure it actually funds.
Yeah.
There's like, I mean, the thing is, I don't like, do you think they even had like a possibility of a fail state for this? Because it kind of seems like they just set the funded amount low.
Really low.
So that they could just hit it immediately and brag about it. I don't know. Like I said, I feel like they've definitely got people who for whom running these Kickstarters is like their thing. So I would not be surprised if there's a little gaming the system like that.
Yeah, well, Kickstarter has become like that. It's more a business corporate thing these days, as far as I know. Then again, wow. I don't remember last time I backed a Kickstarter. I think it's been a decade.
I have some indie game, like a couple indie games ones.
I got burned out by a couple of game ones and a video game or two that is like, no, I don't need to do any more.
At some point, I will presumably be receiving an actual cartridge version of a newly produced Game Boy game from, like, Germany someday. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I have to make sure they get my updated address. Oops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I think I updated the address for at least one Kickstarter.
So, other things going on. There is another new Masterpiece Optimus Prime for people who do not have enough Optimus Primes.
Is this like
Primes.
The fifth one? Sixth
MPG 17, and yeah, it's like maybe fifth?
Yeah, because there's been a few with trailers and two without.
Whereas I can sit right here and look at the original Masterpiece Optimus Prime. Except his tires got stripped off by a ferret, so that's unfortunate. But I still have that toy, and it's very nice, and I mean, that toy would be probably like $500 today, just because of the parts breakdown and all the metal and stuff. It was like $100 back at the time, and that was a big deal. But yeah, another Masterpiece Optimus Prime. Like, there's so many Optimus Primes. There's so many Optimus Primes now. There was the
I have
Studio Series enough. One, and there's the Devastation one, which people seem to either love or hate. And also, I need to actually play that game now that I've tracked down a copy of it.
Oh, yes.
Just so many Optimus Primes. So if you need yet another...
A month of describing you playing the Transformers game, that's one of our weeks.
If you need yet another, it would just be me doing a diatribe about, like, media becoming lost because of copyright shenanigans.
Yeah.
But if you happen to need yet another Optimus Prime, there is yet another Optimus Prime coming out. There is also from Japan, the Wild King anime, episodes have gone up. There's at least one person that's done fan subs. I guess I should have watched it. I did not get around to watching it yet.
Same. I did. One of these days, yes, we'll probably watch some of it, but not really in the mood. Although, like, I know it's been getting, like, millions of views per episode.
Well, that's good. I mean, it seems like it could be very popular with Japanese children, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for them.
Or just Japanese audience in general. It was like, when was the last time there was a show specifically for the Japanese audience? Was it...
Go?
Was it the... Yeah, was it Go?
Which was terrible.
Yeah. This at least seems more fun than Go.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be very short, so...
Yeah.
That's helpful. There are a couple ridiculous, crazy, expensive collectibles that have been announced. There is, for the people who just, I don't know, are never going to have other people in their homes, there's the Premium Collectible Studio, which for a mirror... $4,499 will sell you some kind of Optimus Prime Jet Convoy, who is like a movie inspired but G1 colored thing.
Yeah, it's like turning his trailer into wings, which is, it's kind of neat if it was a much, much cheaper statue.
Yeah, and also
and probably
not
a lot smaller.
Not just a statue. I am curious as to say how it is product measurements. So it is 34 inches high. So that is just under 3 feet high.
That's why? If it was a foot tall, then way fucking cheaper.
So
maybe it'd be neat, but
if you need a small child,
if you need something on the end table across from your Unicron end table.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're doing a Unicron too. I don't know if there's a, I don't think there's a price on the Unicron yet, but.
Probably not, because he's going to be bigger. He's sort of based on, was that old fan art or was that old official art of Unicron sitting in a throne and the armrests are planets?
I don't know. Maybe that was fan art. But it is.
Yeah, because I remember original fan art of that, but now it's a toy, unless the, well, the leaked toy picture is like AI or some shit.
That one is 39 inches wide, the Unicron. So, yeah, if you have.
The Unicron looks cool, but.
A lot of space in your house, and also, like, absolutely absurd amounts of money to throw at this stuff. Go for it. So there is also, I'm kind of sad that this doesn't come in like the regular standard size, at least as far as I can tell. The Pop Mart Space Molly Optimus Prime. So.
Yeah, what the hell?
I may need to explain what any of this is.
Yes.
And I only know what any of this is because, like, in Firefox, there's that little panel where Pocket, like, suggests news stories to you. And sometimes I'm bored at work. And there was one that was about Pop Mart from, like, Newsweek. Okay. And I read it. So now I am the expert on Pop Mart. Because otherwise, Pop Mart is the kind of thing it has. There's one thing about it that interests me, which is that it's just, like, artisan vinyl toys. But apparently it is just really popular on TikTok and with K-pop people. So, which are not things that I care about or have anything to do with. Apparently Labubu is very popular, which is pretty cool looking.
Labubu.
But basically, Pop Mart is a Chinese chain, though they have worldwide stores at this point. They do vinyl toys. The way they do them is that, you know, they'll hire an artist to do a set of characters, and they'll have a lot of blind boxes. There's a lot of blind boxes, which in general, also not a thing that I tend to mess with very often. I now have my second Blockies Transformers 1B, so I'm already sick of blind boxes.
Yeah.
These do not seem to come with blind boxes. Space Molly in general, Molly is just one of the characters. She comes in a space variant that's just her in, like, spacesuits. And they have a version that is done up like Optimus Prime, licensed. They don't seem to have the standard 100% one, or maybe they just don't have it on the American version of the store. So the entry point is the 400% one, which is basically four times scaled up from a standard Molly vinyl figure. And that is at $309.90. So $310 gets you Space Molly. You can also get a 1,000% Space Molly done up as Optimus Prime for a mere $1,200. That one is 70 centimeters, which this website helpfully translates as about 27.5 inches. So I think that would be more fun to have in your, like, living area. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's because the other statues are, like, hideous pseudo-movie style, and I just hate that. Whereas I think Molly is cute. Labubu, also very cute. I forget whether I did link, so you can at least see the other things on Pop Mart. It looks like there is they have a vending machine at a mall that's about an hour away from me, which is could be fun, but I'll just have to keep that in mind next time I'm over that way. So yes, that is my book report on what a space Molly is. So yeah, there are a whole bunch of leaks. The one I think everybody is super excited about is the studio series Kranix.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that is, well, pretty cool.
Didn't we already know we were getting him? Or I thought I heard a rumor that maybe it was an earlier leak that's like, we're getting a Kranix, yay.
Yeah, maybe that was just a rumor. There's a Wind Charger. I wonder if that's only going to come in dead flavor. Because the only time... I mean, I guess he's probably in a group shot before you see him dead, but Wind Charger absolutely dies horribly.
Is he in the movie?
Yes, he's the one who RC is, like, dragging out of the way when they go to get that artillery cannon.
Yeah, I know. I remember dragging his corpse. I don't remember seeing him alive in the movie. Like, we just see his dead body. We don't... I don't think we see any injuries. He's just, like, definitely on the ground, definitely dead.
So they could just not even make a standard version. He just only comes in dead.
Yeah. Well, that just means his eyes are blacked out. He's not gray yet. He's not super ultra dead. But he's definitely dead.
Also, exciting news, TF1 Arachnid. So let's see if Arachnid can get a decent toy for a change, because she's got a bad track record.
Yeah.
She has not had the best toys. Let's see, they are doing TF1 Alpha Trion.
Oh yeah, Transformers 1 Arachnid.
Yes, Transformers
1. I would rather have the other Arachnid, but I will take the Transformers 1 Arachnid.
Yeah, close enough. I mean, she's not, like, super different, so.
One of these days, I'm probably going to cave, maybe if we're at the convention and I see it, the third-party Arachnid where she can do, like, the weird leg spider bit part, mm-hmm. but still have her upper torso. Like, she's a centaur spider.
That could be neat.
Like, I want that
I
one.
Think she does that, like, one time.
She does it a couple times.
In the show.
I mean, she's only in a couple episodes.
Yeah.
She definitely does it in her first episode. I think she does it also when she murders Breakdown. I think.
Good. Murder is good. Is good. So there is also mention of a Studio Series 86 30th anniversary capsule, because it is now time for the 30th anniversary of... No, it's the 40th anniversary of the movie.
Yes.
So maybe this leak has is incorrect in that, because...
It's a typo.
Yeah.
Like what would it be the 30th anniversary of? It's
Beast Wars?
Beast Wars!
Okay, that's enough. Beatboxing. The most exciting part of that is it looks like we're finally getting that single packed Earth Mode Hound. So I have needed that badly, and I was very upset at how unavailable it was. So
yeah,
but I figured the way that they've been doing things lately, that was coming. There is also, I don't know if it's a re-release or if it's a recolored Voyager Scourge and the Voyager Hot Rod. And it says Leader Optimus Prime. So, I mean, I guess we're still getting some, I don't know what they'd do with that. They'd just, like, maybe not come with so much stuff.
Well, another weird thing, we're getting Leader Big Convoy.
Yes, that's on the other list, the Age of the Prime list.
Okay, I mixed up the list.
We get a great big convoy.
Yeah.
We have a great big convoy coming. I am curious, because they have been pretty good at, like, having very, like, more articulated beast modes, so I kind of wonder how they're going to deal with the fact that he's basically just got a mammoth shell.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess the articulated shell will be easy, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I don't know how the original one worked.
We will find out. I mean,
I would be interested in an articulated mammoth.
You never played with the original one?
No.
It was very panel-y. It was very just like...
I mean, I've seen pictures of, like, that big convoy standing in robot mode and a mammoth standing next to him that was taken off of his back.
Yeah, it's like that.
90% of the mammoth is standing there.
It's just like rods with ball joints to position the big flaps of fur.
Yeah.
So we are getting allegedly a deluxe power glide and a deluxe swerve. I am excited to see where they go with the swerve, whether he's very toyetic or whether he's IDW based.
I'm not sure I like power glide in deluxe though. I mean, I like the itty bitty one, but I really like the big Voyager one.
Yeah, those are both fun. So, I mean, they're just remaking mini bots as deluxes now that they don't have core class. Well, it just seems to be the thing now.
The big shock when I was scrolling through the list, Quick Strike.
Yes, Quick Strike.
Like, with modern technology, well, no, I guess it basically just be exactly the same, but still. Quick Strike, of all people.
He did have a really good, solid design. He was a little bitty thing, because even, you know, back then basics were pretty small, but he's a solid one, and hopefully they keep all his little tail articulations and
all kinds of tarnation and ruination.
I assume he's so not going to have a water squirter feature in his tail.
No.
But I mean, they could. They could do that. Come on, Hasbro. You can do it. Be brave. Don't be cowards.
When was the last time we had a random, fun, toyetic thing like that? That wasn't its own line.
That's true.
Like if he was in a squirter subline.
Man, I was gonna say
Transformers squirters.
I was gonna say back when
Squirtmasters.
John Warden was involved, but then John Warden was involved again, but then he got laid off.
No.
So maybe during the 5 minutes John Warden was back at Hasbro, he snuck a play feature into Quick Strike. Everyone's going to be so sad if the swerve is, like, super toy accurate, except for Kide. Kide will be happy.
Well, he's just going to be a remold of Gears with presumably a more IDW accurate face.
We did get a really good IDW swerve once already, though, so to be fair, we do already have a very good one. And then there's Prime Cliffjumper, which... Didn't that come out? I guess that came out as part of one of the sets. That was the Cliffjumper picks a fight he can't win set.
Yeah, Cliffjumper. No, wait, which is the Bumblebee?
It was him and like a bunch of guys he should definitely not all be taking on by himself.
No, wait, did I not get that one? Either I didn't get it or it's not in this room.
Also, animated Ratchet, so that's cool.
Yes.
An animated Retgar.
Animated Retgar. I did not notice that.
Yes. Yay. Specifically, the one who is only for garbage. Yes. Armada Sideways, who is going to be a Voyager, so he can have his weird head guys.
Oh, yeah.
Which... I mean, I've been annoyed that they've been doing Armada characters that don't come with their mini-cons, so the fact that he comes with his mini-cons is a big bonus, even though his mini-cons are weird and awkward, and he ends up with
strange.
The whole... Like, it's a neat play style, but it ends up looking real weird. Hmm. There is also... It's listed as a Universe Razor Claw...
Which
Razor Claw is that gonna be?
Do that?
Is that the Razor Claw that's what's his face? Tigerhawk redeco?
Yeah, it was like purple or something.
Yeah, that rings a bell. So that's why he's big.
Yeah, he's like purple and black, which I kind of prefer that color scheme, and I didn't get the white one, so
well, there you go. You have that very cool looking one. Big Convoy. They got a great Big Convoy. It is funny that they're calling him Big Convoy when they did their, like, yes. Leo Prime and all that. They could have just called him Big Prime. Or...
And we're getting 3/5 of the Combaticons.
Also, some people are very excited at the prospect of an Ultra Mammoth.
Yeah. Well, the Combaticons presumably are going to be like the Aerialbots and the Stunicons. Except yes. Brawl is listed as a Voyager.
Is he?
Yes. Well, at least in this leaked thing, unless that's wrong, but...
I wonder if he comes with extra stuff, then.
Possibly? Some combiner bits?
Maybe he comes with some stuff. I mean, he's the tank, so you could, like, add extra greebly bits onto him as extra weapons.
Yeah.
Whereas Vortex is a helicopter, and helicopters can't lift all those extra weapons.
And Blackout is also a deluxe, because he's listed in this. But, oh wait, is Swindle listed yet?
Blast off the least to scale member of the Combaticons.
Yeah, I really liked when the Combiner Wars, when they made him a Harrier. It's like, okay, that's weird, but it's closer scale than a giant spaceship.
I liked in G2 when he had purple camo so you couldn't see him in space.
Yeah.
He could be camouflaged in space. Also, speaking of Generation 2, there is a selects listing for G2 Swoop and Sludge. It would be hilarious if it was like core class. But I assume this is to match the leader class G2 Grimlock that came out, so...
Yeah, wait, what color?
That is really cool.
Oh my god, G2 Swoop is eye-searing colors.
Did you look
those
up?
I'm going to get them. I just did, because I couldn't remember what color they were.
Yes.
And I have the Grimlock, because I think he was on sale.
They are,
and he was hanging around Walmart for forever.
They are beautifully hideous.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to need those, too.
They are...
And new names for them, because
glorious.
Loud.
They're G2. They're just in the 90s. It was the 90s. The 90s had two modes, loud and gritty.
Hmm.
So, moving on, not much for the shipping report at this point. I can say that I have come across just about all the stuff that we talked about not having last time. Since then, the blockies at Walmart... like I said, I've now got 2 of that B, so if anyone wants to trade me for a hound, maybe hit me up.
I already have a B, so not for me.
Also, Sentinel Prime.
I need to go to that one Walmart that had blockies again, like, I don't know, maybe this weekend or something, to see if they have more.
I got blockies.
Because I grabbed the only 3 I saw.
Sentinel Prime, and he is glorious, and also I thought that his wing joints were testicles.
Oh yeah, the little double balls.
The little double. Yeah. It's the right size. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the 2 polycap thingies. It's
yes.
Yeah,
he's great though. Yeah, I've come across 1 case of the deluxes, but I have those on pre-order, so I'm not touching them. I did see. I don't know how widespread the leaders are at this point. I think most people who are getting them are getting them from like Amazon.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen them. I've seen deluxes and some Voyagers. Yeah, did I see? It's Red Alert and Prima Prime
yes.
are the Voyagers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Prima.
I did
and
see
transform.
G2 Grimlock at Target, though.
Hmm.
So if you're...
Again, still?
What?
Oh, no.
No, the G2 one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the new one. The blue one with the,
okay, the blue
Earl
one.
Norum right. wheelie.
Yeah.
The best.
I mean, that is the best wheelie, yes.
There are... a lot of this stuff is more reliably becoming available on Amazon. So if you want a Prima Prime tomorrow, you can go on Amazon and there you go. People have been saying that their Amazon pre-orders for Silverbolt are getting canceled.
Oh yeah, there was a rash of cancellations of some things like within the last month.
I have him pre-ordered on Pulse, and I know their shipping dates tend to be completely random numbers that they made up.
Yes.
Their shipping date for him is not until November. So it may just be that Amazon canceled that, either because they weren't sure of what pricing was going to be by the time he showed up, which we will go into in a moment, or it may just be that they took pre-orders way early.
Yeah.
And they realized that he wasn't coming in for another 6 months, and they canceled him, so... but yeah, I don't know that people need to panic too much about that yet, but, I mean, my...
Not yet, no.
Hasbro Pulse one certainly hasn't been canceled, but I need them to ship my boys. I need my boys. Hmm. I passed them up in the store, because I had a pre-order. I went out to the car, the radio was playing Danger Zone. I was like, why does the universe have to make this so hard on me?
Yeah.
My dumb boys, but alas. So are we ready for the discussion topic for this week? I don't think anybody's ready for that.
Semi-related shipping, the third party, Leo Kaiser Bits, Hellbat, and Guy Hawk. I finally came in stock and shipped to me.
Good.
Deathcrobar's not in stock yet, though.
Aww, they gotta get him. He can be a helicopter, so he can get murdered in his first episode.
I hope the shipping doesn't become insane, because...
Yeah, so... I mean, the thing is...
Spoiler alert, yelling.
We try not to go too much into politics here, and that's not because we don't want to alienate people whose politics are bad. Because no, I am perfectly happy alienating people whose politics are bad, but...
Yes, it's more the politics-free zone because...
Politics
are... Our politics has evaded other things.
Exhausting.
Yes.
And it's probably safe to assume...
I had to dump 4 years... five years ago or six. Like, a bad movie podcast... Because of horrible impressions that were incessant. And now they're probably way worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So it's just that, like, y'all know. Everybody knows. Like, the problem that I have with social media at this point is that it's everybody just yelling, hey, have you seen this terrible thing? Have you seen this terrible thing? And yes, I saw the terrible thing. I only need to see the terrible thing.
Occasionally it's a new side of terrible things I didn't notice, but
occasionally there's a new terrible thing, but, like, I don't need... We need space. People need space. Over on Mastodon... We do content warnings for politics, and it's not because we're trying to, like, not be controversial. It's just because sometimes you need to not hear about how terrible everything is. You need a break for 5 minutes. So
I just need to talk about bad movies.
Unfortunately, it's imposing on our toy collecting.
Yes, it's imposing on so many things, toy-related.
Yes, it's imposing on a lot of things that, unfortunately, my nephews have apparently been radicalized by that Switch 2 delay. So they are ready to be out on the front lines protesting at this point.
Join the revolution, lads.
The whole tariff thing. Now, we are recording this either late Thursday night or early Friday morning, depending.
Well, technically, it's Friday right now.
Yes, either the 10th or 11th, depending on how saucy you're being. But...
Yes, and so this should be coming out Saturday or Sunday?
At this point, the worst of the ridiculous, possibly market manipulating... Because there are theories that what the real reason that the tariffs got pulled back... Because there was, like, a post to Twitter or something right before the tariff delay or whatever got basically before he blinked that was like, buy now, buy stocks now. There are a bunch of people, like politicians, there is a big surge in buying from them right before the announcement. And it's incredibly profoundly sketchy in a way that I suspect no one will ever be held accountable for.
Yeah, no, they're probably not.
So at this point, as of now, this could change.
As of right now, any minute. But it'll change tomorrow by the time this is
hopefully
posted, because it's changed twice in the past 2 days.
Hopefully. So as of now, it's just the ridiculous tariffs on China, because China was like, no, fuck you. And
well, there's tariffs on everything.
All the penguins like and
10% or whatever. It's low across the board except for China.
Yes. The
which is nearly up to 150%. Like every time I hear it jumps 20 more percent.
The islands full of penguins and everything are at 10% as of this recording.
Islands full of rocks that are already a U.S. protectorate.
So,
and only U.S. soldiers are there.
I will say this is absolutely likely to wreck the third party market. So good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm expecting my Death Cobra to cost twice as much by the time I finally get him.
Yeah. You could have just gone the HasLab route.
I'm getting both.
Okay, so that's fair.
Yes, because I'm going to decide which ones I want in combiner mode and which ones I want in bot mode.
I may end up, if I can get one at a non-inflated price, I may get just the Leozac from the Iron Factory because I do really like their proportions better. I'm not crossing the border anytime soon. I don't need to pretend I'm not incredibly online just so no one has to see how... So no one looks too close at how incredibly online I am.
I do. I'm still hoping and planning to go to TFCon. I hope.
Yeah, I... when I was moving...
I don't want to have to cancel tickets and hotel room and other things.
I let my friend who was helping me move out talk me into when I updated the address on my driver's license. I also went for that X gender marker, so I'm not going anywhere near the border anytime soon.
Oh.
I'm staying far, far away from the border.
I don't have to split the room with it unless things change. Oh, jeez.
Pry that from my cold, dead hands.
Side anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this thing, I follow VTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are in Japan, but I follow mostly English ones. But a lot of them work for or with Japanese companies. And outsource some products like plushies or socks or books or whatever that come from China.
Mm-hmm.
And they get shipped. And this is going to fuck so many of them. There's a guy who makes custom knives and has made some of them for VTubers. Like, they're kind of expensive, really nice knives, like hundreds of dollars. And one of them was hit with tariff bills for these knives that are going to ship soon. They've been working on them for like over $100,000 in tariffs.
So these are things like being sent to an American audience? Because I would think that they would be doing this for a Japanese audience.
Well, that's the thing. The main audience for VTubers is still in Japan. But there's also a large audience in America and in Europe all over. But products made in China that are shipped to an American audience, like Hololive is a Japanese company that has English VTubers. But the merch comes from Japan. We order from companies that come through Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Although the product probably is mostly made in China. It might get shipped from China straight to America. So it's causing nonsense chaos, and that is a much smaller industry that is going to hurt a lot more than Hasbro, but it's still going to increase prices for us.
The real problem at this point is the unpredictability. And this is where this comes as being part of collector news this week. Because two of the major retailers, TF Source and Big Bad Toy Store. TF Source and Big Bad Toy Store. I don't think Entertainment Earth has sent anything official out yet about how they're handling it.
Somebody else sent one out in an email. I forget what. I don't think it was Entertainment Earth yet. But I don't know.
So the way they're going to handle it, and I'll read off part of the Big Bad Toy Store one, which is under tariffs, what just happened. For 25 years, we have operated as a family-owned business under a 0% tariff rate. Several months ago, a 10% tariff was enacted for goods made in China. It was then doubled to 20%. In April, a 34% tariff was added to the total, bringing us to 54%. Last night, another 50% was added, and today, April 9th, an additional 21% was added, bringing us to 125% total tariffs on Chinese goods. Vietnam was to be subject to a 46% tariff, but appears that this has been reduced to 10% for the next 90 days. These two countries manufacture 90% of the goods that we sell.
Yep.
So, what they are doing is basically, when you pre-order something, it's going to be at like a retail price, and then there's just going to have to be a tariff surcharge added once it actually arrives and is billed to you. Because the thing is, right now, if you pre-order something that doesn't come out for 6 months, they have no idea how much that thing is going to cost 6 months from now.
Yeah.
So this is how they have to hedge things. And it's really messed up that they have to do this. But that's the only way to deal with the fact that no one knows what's happening in any of this. No one knows what's going to be happening 6 months from now. No one really knows what the tariffs are going to be like 6 weeks from now. You know, they're saying there's this 90-day pause, but he just changes his mind for no reason, based on whims and cheeseburger farts. I don't know. So yeah, it's messed up. It's a bad time to be collecting. The best case scenario is we're just going to hunker down, and soon this, you know, it's incredibly unpopular across the board. No one likes this.
No.
So
no, when you have the one surviving Koch brother yelling about this,
yeah.
Like, that fucker is against
the money. The money is getting mad about it. So I feel like it's possible that this is all going to blow over, and a month from now it will be effectively forgotten, or maybe it won't. Who knows?
Some new nonsense might come out.
There'll be some exciting different nonsense.
Yeah, but this is very specifically hitting close to home. Well, the toys, video games, VTubers.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I like these small businesses. I like to pre-order from these companies rather than going into Walmart and giving Walmart my money. And so I mean, I'm pulling back on buying things and just focusing on just getting the characters I have to have, like my boys, just because of my own personal circumstances. I mean, again, I'm still dealing with the financial fallout of buying a house. So this was going to be a trim year for my collecting anyway. I say having just plunked down the money for Leo Kaiser.
Yeah, well.
That was also kind of
and we're considering buying an expensive book.
Yeah, and that
Which,
too.
Hey, guess where most books are printed?
Yeah, guess where monthly comics are printed? You know, it's
oh my god, the comic market is going to vanish.
It's going to be rough. I really like the people who I buy comics from. I like the people in my old town who sold comics. I like the people in my new town. My real estate agent was my old comic supplier. So, like, I like these people, and I want them to be able to keep doing this, because I know I've had times in my life when I had dream jobs that were not viable, and I don't want people to have to deal with that. I want people to be able to continue having their dream store. But yeah, it's going to be rough. And I guess the best thing is just everyone needs to be mindful. If what you can buy is limited, just be thoughtful about where that money is going. So, you know, spend it at Big Bad Toy Store instead of, I mean, absolutely, if you find something at Walmart that you had on pre-order at a small place, just wait it out. We're all adults these days. We can wait a month if we have to. But yeah, we just have to be, if money is limited, if what we can buy is limited, we've just got to be mindful of where that money is going and spend it on the people who we really want to be able to keep doing what they're doing. And that's going to be these small retailers. And that can mean maybe having a pre-order, and when the pre-order shows up, you get an extra 40% charge on top of it, and that's gonna suck. But again, it's so politically unpopular that maybe this is all just gonna go up in smoke in a couple weeks. Who knows? That's why it's being implemented this way, because we don't know. It's just uncertainty being forced on us by fickle, senile old men. So,
yeah, and even if it does even out, it makes me more reluctant to spend money on toys this year in general.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to make everybody a little more reluctant to spend money on a lot of things. Yeah.
Which, well, is another thing. It's like, other than what I already have pre-ordered, I may just stop buying toys until I go to TFCon, if I can go to TFCon.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough year. You know, hopefully it is unpopular enough, and I think enough people are expressing their concerns, and I think there are enough, you know, politicians in fear of their jobs to maybe try to get this under control before it gets too bad. But as of right now, there is an absolutely absurd tariff on Chinese goods. So hopefully your death cobra will show up sooner rather than later.
For him alone, I'm willing to pay more.
You'll pay a premium.
Yes, I'll pay a premium for just Death Cobra. Just
the Death Cobra tax.
Nothing else.
The Death Hellbat, Cobra. Too bad. Death Cobra, yeah.
Yeah, no, Hellbat is already shipping.
Well, yeah.
I'm not paying extra for him. Actually, if it came down to, you have to pick one, yes, Hellbat's not showing up. Let him die this time.
That asshole. Just take right off.
I haven't finished editing that episode yet. Crap.
Gotta get that done. I mean, you got
that'll
weeks.
Come out.
You got a couple something. Weeks left.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an adventurous time, and I am not thrilled at the idea of bad things happening to the coffee market. But
that's like so many little things are fucked.
Yeah, but like I said, we will see how. I mean, he just pulled out on the 90. The big ones, the 90-day thing. It's bullshit. It's all just, it's cowardice. So it is what it is. We just gotta flow with it and just try to spend what money we have mindfully and thoughtfully with where it's going. So I think that should about do it for this week. Hopefully things will be a little more fun and a little less political next time, but, you know, politics
talking about the toys, but you may,
kind of gets into everything.
You should actually catch up on the comics or watch Wild King or something silly.
You know, I'm actually doing pretty well at staying caught up on the comics, but
I am not.
I have a huge amount of catching up I need to do on the G.I. Joe side of things.
Oh. Did a new comic come out this week?
I don't know, because I have not been back to... I don't think it did. My comic shop is set up with this online service, and I get an email that tells me what's in my pull for the week, and I don't... But I think it may be next week.
Oh, okay, it was next week.
I think it's this coming week.
Well, that's good, because I didn't go this week. I meant to go, but... Well, I meant to go because I wanted to get Chinese, but I ended up going to Olive Garden anyway.
I went because
my dad
early in the week because I need to see about getting that obscenely rare Transformers Universe number one variant slapped. So I can sell it for a huge pile of money.
Yes.
Hit me up. Slide into my DMs. Just keep in mind we're talking like four figures, if not five figures, so...
Oh, yeah, that's Ghost Rope.
Yeah. Anyway, so we will wrap things up for this week, but we will be back later this month, hopefully with kinder, gentler news. Maybe some comic talk later. Certainly have things to say. I'm enjoying, into it more next time, maybe. I feel like I'm enjoying Void Rivals more than the Transformers book at this point.
Oh, I think I would... Well, probably... I picked up some Void Rivals. I haven't caught up on what I got. But I'll probably get more.
It took a while.
There's still Transformers stuff in there.
It took a while. Yeah, there's more Transformers stuff in there.
Okie dokie.
All right. But that is it for this week. We are on...
Oh, this is a long episode. There was yelling.
Yes. You can find us on Blue Sky, at iaconunderground.bluesky.whatever default Blue Sky thing is. You can find us on Mastodon at, iaconunderground@retro.pizza. Also, I run retro.pizza, so feel free to sign up to have an account there.
Come watch bad movies with us on Sunday.
Yep. We are still doing Stasis Pod every week, and we still have our Patreon at patreon.com/iaconunderground. And this month we are talking about that one episode of Victory with Hellbat in it.
With Death Cobra.
Yeah, Death Cobra. I am tired.
tell me about it. That has been, this week.
Well, let's call it a night then. Good night, everybody. This has been Jen.
Good night, this has been David, with musical guest, Fun, not here.
Musical guest, my cat Breeze.
Yeah, there was some cat noise.
Sorry.
Oh, it hasn't been here. Okay, stop.